Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Oh my God. Goes without saying. You're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffy and Wing. I'm Wing.
I'm Seffy.
And I'm not going to keep you. I'm just going to let you get into it. You'll hear about the episode. You'll hear about everything. Don't you worry. So happy to be back. Thank you for listening. We love you.
Go.
Take
one.
One. Okay. Okay. Elephant in the room. We're back. You, me and the elephant.
I feel so nervous.
It's weird.
It's so weird. I've completely forgotten that feeling of being like 3, 2, 1. Like we're launching kind of an Elon Musk rocket into the sky. Like, oh God, hope it goes well.
I mean, thank God we're not. Honestly, I am so... I've been buzzing to chat to you.
I've been so excited. I think on like week two of the break, I was like, oh, I'm really excited to like speak to them. And now since we took more and more weeks, I've been slowly getting more and more nervous. So now I'm at the point where I'm like, oh God, okay. Hi guys.
It's also we've been... Can we say thanks? Because we've been charting the whole time.
Do you know what's funny? That we are never on the charts when we're actually recording. We leave the podcast for a month. And we start fucking going on all the charts. Sorry, is Apple and Spotify trying to tell us, like, leave? You're better when you're not here.
My nan was really happy, did I tell you that? So we were charting on the Irish charts. My nan was ecstatic. She was over the moon.
Why Irish?
God knows.
It seems so arbitrary that it's Irish. It's like, I didn't know we'd appeal to the Irish.
You would hope so. I would fucking hope so.
Oh.
Appeal to the masses, not.
I would hope we wouldn't not appeal, but specifically Ireland. I was like, that is surprising. Because
really?
They've never been one of our... Because it's always Australia, New Zealand, America and UK.
Yeah, but there are a lot of Irish people here.
Hi guys, top of the morning to you.
Oh, for fuck's sake. And they all just left. Great. But anyway, my nan was really happy. My nan was really like kind of couldn't believe what she was hearing when I said we're charting an island, which I totally get because I'm coming to her like a little scrap saying, oh, we're charting an island, by the way. And I look like I wouldn't be charting an island, I'll tell you that much.
Also, charting on what? The Spotify Irish Society and Culture podcast chart.
Oh, she's got no clue. I have to explain it like, so it's kind of like radio. That's what I say.
It's kind of like radio, but less well paid.
Yeah, but absolutely less well paid and way more shit. To be honest, with way cooler listeners.
Oh, is oh the my crux. God, with way cooler listeners.
Yeah, can we get into the mess? Because I feel like I just need, you know, some things need to be addressed.
Let's start unpacking the shit, present by present. Let's go.
Uh-huh. Well, hard to unpack, really, where to begin. It's hardly a fucking Kindle and a fucking... What else do you get for Christmas?
Roller skates. Do you know what I'm getting this year?
What are you getting? You already know what you're getting for Christmas.
Well, because I'm moving house and I was like, fuck, I need to get a mattress and I can't afford a mattress. So I was like to my mum, would you potentially consider getting
That's
me...
That's quite an expensive present.
A mattress for my Christmas and birthday present.
Oh, join. Yeah, fair enough.
Join.
Did you often... So Seffy's birthday is the day... is her favourite day.
It's the worst fucking day of the year. On the calendar, it's the worst calendar day of the year.
Why though?
27th of December, because no, it's just I'm over it by that point. The festivities are over.
So it's not Christmas Eve. It's not Christmas Day. It's not Boxing Day. We're carrying on the party with Seffi's birthday. I think that's a good...
I hate it.
I think it's fun. But did you grow up having joint presents?
Oh my God, always, 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 always. Really? The idea that people get separate presents for their birthday is like, God, why could I not have been born in June? Any month. I always think June is good.
Why? Like middle of the year, just like good balance.
Well, it's my sister's birthday and she would get like... Because then it's like, oh, well, you can get your roller skates in June. But come Christmas, it's like, oh, you could be like, can I get my Tamagotchi?
Right, yeah. Well, also different types of presents, I guess. If you get roller skates in June, you're much more likely to use them. Get roller skates in June, get roller skates at Christmas, you're gonna break your ankle.
So fucking true.
Yeah, let's leave it there.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, that was way nicer to unpack. The actual reality is not good, I have to say. Look, it's fine now. I actually feel great. As I say, like, when I say, like, I'm excited to record, I really mean, like, I'm... I feel like I'm hearing your voice listening back. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm... just a part of this experience. I've been really like, I mean, not for that, for about 72 hours I've been itching to come back, but before that I was like, I can't face anything. Can't face another day. Where do we begin with the mess, Effie? What do I say?
I think so. We took a 2-week schedule break, you know it,
right?
That was already scheduled, but then we started to add more weeks because you weren't feeling good, and that's fair.
No, yeah, I didn't really realize we had a break.
Yeah, Wing didn't feel the impact of the break, which kind of gets rid of the whole point of the break, so...
But I am feeling it. I do. I feel like I didn't have a break from the podcast. I had a break, like, from the planet, which actually, you know what, it was the right thing to do.
Sounds quite nice.
Yeah, it was honestly needed. And I think from now on... Look, I know I've said I'm not fucking around anymore, and I was fucking around back then, but now, really, I mean it. I'm not fucking around anymore, because I cannot be fucking around anymore. I'm taking this serious, and I'm going to do more to make sure we don't get to that point anymore, or just as minimal as possible.
Yeah. And also, you felt bad. The fucking hands up if you felt bad in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's all fine. You don't need to feel bad for feeling bad.
Yeah, I don't need to feel bad for feeling bad. Yeah, I think the... So, I think what I've learned is that sometimes I think you really need to ride it out. Can I actually start with... I'm going to tie someone's point back to myself, obviously.
Oh, wow.
So, we asked... So, this... We thought we'd be funny, actually. I hope you're finding it funny. We thought this episode would be funny to come back and be like, how to get out of a rut, how to get out of a funk. I don't know if you guys... have seen YouTube videos like that, but they're probably my most watched, which says a lot about me. But we asked on the story, like, how do you feel, like, what are the warning signs that you're getting into a bit of a funk? What, how do you get yourself out of it, yada yada yada?
You're slipping into the sunken place.
The yardas are back, by the way. I didn't realize I was bringing them, but I have. They're still here. This person said, to be honest, I always feel like I'm in one, and it's easier to recognize when it fades away for a while. And I kind of think same. And I thought that was a very, like, unrepresented, not talked about perspective that I'm sure a lot of people don't relate to, I'm sure. But you who sent that in, and I'm sure lots of other people do, I relate to that fully. And this was kind of, I was going back in my head of like, shit, like, my mental health is so bad that it's not cute and relatable. It's like actually a problem. And I was literally thinking, like, people listening aren't going to not like me, but they're going to be like, a bit much now. Or like, I was thinking, like, oh God, Naina's not going to, it's like not relatable anymore. Do you know what I mean? I know.
God.
I had to bring Naina into it. But just anyone, I thought, like, this is not normal. And I agree with you when you say, like, yeah, everyone has bad times and whatever, blah, blah, blah.
But these were bad times.
My crux, yeah, is that, like, if you have a mental health, you're living with a mental health issue, you've got a mental health situation going on, there are symptoms of that.
Yeah.
And it's not just like, I've got anxiety, but I always go to my seminars and I can go to the gym just fine and I can call people on the phone just fine and yada, yada, yada. It's like, no, well, maybe you can, but you'll have symptoms, and sometimes symptoms will come up. Those aren't my symptoms, but for example, if I can't live for a month, or I'm thinking like, how can I live basically, that is a symptom, and to treat it like anything else is just gonna prolong it. So
yeah,
let's take it for what it is. We're actually dealing with things over here, and I'm just gonna do more to keep dealing. Anyway, I don't know how you're gonna unpack me today, but
I just think one of the most fair enough symptoms of feeling depressed is, my symptom is I don't want to speaking into a microphone. It's like, yeah, that's kind of fair enough. Mm. That is kind of fair a fucking enough.
Well, I couldn't even think about it.
No. And why should you have to?
And I also just, like, I want to make clear that there's a distinction there between, like, it's not that when I am feeling really, really shit, I'm like, oh, I don't even care about the podcast. I don't want to do it. It's that it's the most, to be honest, the most important thing to me. And it's so important to me, people, like, the people who listen. It's so important. It's such a big deal. And, like, it's so personal to me. Like, it's very real. That it just feels like, well, I'm not going to compromise on that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't, do you know what I mean?
Entirely. Literally entirely. No, I completely get it, because it's like, I don't want to get, there's already this perfectionism thing going on, that it's like, I don't want to put out anything that is less than perfect. When you're feeling shit, it's like, well, I'm not going to give people that. I'm not going to give people that. And you don't owe it. No, what everyone here is going to message you being like, take as much time as you want, which is so fucking true.
God, people sent nice messages.
People are nice.
People sent nice messages. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's just how I want to start the episode. Just thanks. That's all.
Yeah.
Just, that's it. And I've been thinking about the space. I've just been thinking about, like, I don't know. I just hope it's clear that if you listen to this podcast and you like it, I hope you feel good here. I hope you feel all right when you listen. I hope you feel good about yourself. That's all we want you to feel, is like, happier in yourself coming away. If we could do anything, because I know Steffi thinks the content's great, but I think the majority of what we say is really dumb and like silly. And I worry about the value of like what we're doing and blah, blah, blah. I just think if we can do one thing, I just really hope that when you come to this podcast and when you leave it, when you press play and when you press pause, you're feeling a bit better. And you might not, you might be feeling really angry. You might be even compelled to leave us a horrible DM. But I would urge you to please stop listening if you don't want to listen. And if you're enjoying the podcast, I'm so fucking glad.
I also think we were kidding ourselves slightly with thinking that 2 weeks would be enough.
Mm.
I do think we, considering we'd never really taken a break before that wasn't like a rebrand, or like we're taking 2 weeks off to design a fucking like ridiculous thing that could not be done in a week.
Mm.
We'd never been like, okay, we're going to take 2 weeks off. And I think we were kidding ourselves that 2 weeks is enough to kind of catch up and be fully renewed to start again, because it relied on the fact that those 2 weeks would be perfectly relaxing. So if anything happened in those 2 weeks,
yeah,
it's like, oh, fuck. Well, I fucked up my break then, and back in I go, and I should be like rejuvenated back to my performing self now.
But
it's like, actually, a month. Do you feel refreshed? I don't really. I feel desperate to get back to it, but I don't feel, it comes and goes. Like, I feel refreshed on the Tuesday. I feel, oh God, I can't do it on the Wednesday. Like, I think the thing we've kind of come to.
We're coming to a million different things at a million different points. You've got no idea, yeah.
Oh my God, we really are.
You've got no idea what's going on over here. It's mental.
It's getting, it's gone from bad to worse, joking. It's gone from bad to worse to better, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think breaks are so necessary, like, and we need to keep allowing ourselves time in proportion. We need to keep doing that. But I also think one of the things that we've learned is that time doesn't like heal everything.
Mm-hmm.
Some things, it doesn't really matter how much time you take off, if there's stuff that you need to work on in that time.
Uh-huh.
Time on its own doesn't equal like healed.
Yeah I was gonna say, I feel like when you said like, I feel like we were kidding ourselves to think 2 weeks is enough, it's kind of like, I feel like for a while I was thinking, God, I was kidding myself to think that I could do this at all. And it's really not about the podcast or anything, it's about my relationship to my life. If I'm going to be that self-critical, nothing is going to be sustainable. So that's what needs to be worked on, because it's like, I could give or take a break, to be honest, because I'm always thinking about it.
We were talking about this yesterday, and like the way I see that is something that I read in my like little body dysmorphia book.
Mm.
And it's the idea that it's not actually about like, oh, I'm not good enough on the podcast, or I'm not good enough, I'm not successful enough, I'm not, for me, thin enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not clever enough, all of these things. It's actually, you have a bias against yourself. So we'll actually never, because we do have kind of
completely
a bias against ourselves or whatever, or just like a feeling of inadequacy in life, I guess, whether we're fucking trending on Spotify, which we thought was out of our reach, now we are that, it still doesn't seem good enough, we're barking up the wrong tree, we should be doing something else. Once we're fucking being winning an Oscar mm-hmm. is still the wrong thing. We could be fucking working in the pub that I used to work in. That was wrong as well, because it's not actually about what we're doing. It's about
a hatred of yourself.
We're not really doing that good in ourselves.
I'm never going to be happy. Yeah, I'm never going to be happy with myself because I'm choosing to hate myself.
And that's
the majority of it.
That's the fucking crux. Mm. It's not actually about anything external ever, really. It's about your relationship to how you think you fit in the world.
Mm-hmm. So, just a bit of light reading.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back.
Happy to be back. I am really happy to be back, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. I really enjoyed the break as well. Like, I enjoyed the break. I'm glad to be back. I just have awareness of
everything.
The fact you didn't enjoy the break, I think. I just think I have a huge awareness of I wanted you to be refreshed and you're not refreshed.
I did enjoy the break. I didn't, but I did. Whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm over it. It's just like, I don't even, it's, I could give a shit about a break, honestly.
Yeah.
The main thing is that I hope you are feeling good and that I'm glad that everyone is being nice to us. I'm glad that we have nice people here.
Yeah.
Makes me happy.
Yeah, same.
Okay, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Shall we get into how to get out of a rut?
Yeah, let's do it. So we asked on the story, how do you know when you're going into a rut? I only have got screenshots. I could log into Instagram, but I can't be asked.
Mm-hmm.
And we were saying just before we started that some of them were actually a bit like kind of triggering, because the ways that people know or like can recognize that they're falling into a rut are just elements of our lifestyle.
Yeah.
And this is one that I...
Just everyday living.
This is one here that I particularly was quite triggered by.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said when they start obsessing over shows and books that give them nostalgia. And that did trigger me, because I am so obsessed with, I guess, kind of nostalgia and like revisiting things I love. I get obsessed with, like, I'm only watching kind of, I don't know, fuck Harry Potter, for example. I'm literally going to watch Lord of the Rings, and I'm in the Lord of the Rings world, and I'm in that for like...
Why are you acting like you don't know what the Lord of the Rings world is called? Go on, indulge yourself.
No, but the whole, there are many worlds. There's many places you can go.
But which is your favourite?
Rivendell. My favourite, my Lord of the Rings fantasy.
Yeah, where are you living? Go on.
I'm a special creature, I think. So I'm the size of a hobbit, because I want my kind of romantic interest to be Martin Freeman as Bilbo. Don't know if that's weird. But I'm in the elven kingdom, but I'm not actually an elf. I'm more of like a magical...
You're not technically an elf.
Yeah.
You're much more beautiful and much more powerful than an elf.
I'm kind of the queen among queens of the elves, but I'm also could potentially be in a romantic relationship with Martin Freeman.
Bilbo Baggins.
No, I don't like saying Bilbo Baggins. Makes it gross.
Oh, sorry. Forgive me. Oh, that makes it gross. Not the fact that everyone's walking around with hairy claw feet.
And they're all in little waistcoats.
That doesn't make it gross at all. That everyone's in literally rags.
Sometimes it's Aragorn, but let's be real, I do love Martin. But so like, I feel like I really, really revisit things a lot. And I really get into shows and movies and things. But and then it's like, oh God, that's someone's rut. That's someone's rut. Yeah. That's my life.
The way I live.
I live in your rut. How does that make me feel?
It sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah. True.
Yeah, I get that. I do get that. I think that's been a real trend as well over the pandemic. Everyone's been like re-watching things, because I definitely, have been at a point where I'm like, if I am going to watch something new, I have to psych myself up. I have to hype myself up for watching something new.
Oh my God. The idea of like entering into a new world. It's like, wait, what do you mean I don't know the fucking rules?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, what do you mean? I need to have the exposition.
Yeah.
No, I want to know everyone's name before I go in.
Yeah, it's like, I've been watching fucking Shrek for 2 years. It's like, I'm sorry to say, we have to move on. For my own well-being, I have to leave the swamp.
Yeah, no, it's true. Against my will, drag me kicking and screaming, I'll go into some new fucking movie. It is weird though, because I do recognise that as when I feel bad, I do tend to go to things like Hunger Games, things that I know inside out and that I...
Safe, familiar things.
I already have a position in that world in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I basically fucking live there rather than being like, oh...
Rather than being confronted with the real world. And being unsafe.
Yeah. And I literally studied studied film at uni. Like, I should be watching, and I always have loved watching new films, but it's like, I never do that because I'm literally like, well,
it's not safe.
I could watch fucking Game of Thrones that I know inside out. It's just like, what?
But I think fantasy and like escape, I think escapism is a big crutch for us. Like, people use fucking drugs and sex and alcohol as a crutch.
We use Panem.
Yeah, I'm using fucking The Swamp as a fucking crutch.
Yeah.
And I was rewatching Fleabag because my boyfriend hadn't seen it, and he went through it in like 2 days. And when we were watching it, I thought, God, she's using sex as a crutch. I don't know if you've seen it, but she's using sex as a crutch. And I thought, she's making it look quite good. Maybe I should do that. Maybe I should start drinking, basically. I know it's bad, but I kind of think, is it just as bad as being sat on Animal Crossing for 12 hours?
Oh my God, it's fine.
Absolutely. Well, within reason. But you get what I mean. Mm. I'm not advertising any crutches. I'm not advertising addiction. I'm just saying. I think some addictions are much more normalized, i.e., I hate to bring it up, but phones, for example.
Yeah.
I know I'm a broken record here, but it's my only personality now is being addicted to my phone and being fucking miserable about it. It's embarrassing.
This ties into my whole thing of escapism, though. Like, I think both of us would say that we are addicted to escapism, maybe in different forms, but we are addicted to just like the feeling of not being here in many different ways.
Mm.
And I do think lots and lots and lots of people were writing, like, I know I'm slipping into a rut when I'm spending like too much time indoors and things like that. And it's like, oh God, 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 God. If I look at my behaviours when I'm stressed, like I had quite a stressful day yesterday, I don't even want to fucking look at my screen time.
It's bad.
I don't even want to fucking know. Did I leave the house? I don't even know. I don't think it takes a genius to realise that, yeah, maybe you're not doing too well if you're staring at your phone all day.
Yeah, yeah. And you're taking in God knows what. You're taking in God knows what. Yeah, it's really bad, honestly. I know. It's like a podcast about social media. It's really bad, honestly, guys. It's really bad.
It's really bad, guys.
But it is really bad. That's all I can be bothered to say. It's just fucked. I'm fucking deep in it. I need to get out of it. But it's true. Because it's kind of, especially, again, I don't keep talking about the pandemic. God, real broken record. But you've spent a lot, not you, but one has been spending a lot of their lives online only. The only way you exist in the minds of your friends, for example, is like the last picture you posted on Instagram. And that's a very dangerous line to be walking, the online.
It's honestly dangerous.
So when was your last rut? When was your last funk?
When was my last rut?
Yeah.
I think I was calling it jokingly my flop era, but it was a flop 3 days when I was dyeing my hair, or bleaching my hair blonde.
Oh, yeah. So we haven't even addressed that on here.
I wasn't myself.
So Steffi's blonde now?
Yeah, no, I'm...
They might have no idea.
Yeah, I'm blonde now. We need to change the whole logo. She needs to redesign this.
Yeah. Oh, don't even get me started on that. Fucking yeah. Let's not even go there.
But it was such an intense experience. I think that I wasn't myself for... I basically showed up at my sister's house with a bag of bleach.
God, like, things are looking bad.
Yeah, literally, I showed up at my sister's house, just been to a house viewing. Yeah, so it was all chaos. We were like, I had to fucking view a house, viewed that, and I'd said to my friend that I'd met at the house viewing, I'm about to bleach my whole head, and showed her a bag full of bleach. Showed up at my sister's house, and I basically said, I'm not leaving till I'm blonde.
And you didn't, really?
She's not a hairdresser at all.
No.
She's younger than me. She's a student. In her student house, I showed up to. Mm-hmm. Her poor friends thought I was mental, basically.
Is that Steffi from Steffi? Nah.
It couldn't be. She would never do something that mental. And my poor sister, honestly, shout out to her. She worked her ass off. We had to do 5 bleaches on this. She got ill halfway through. She was so exhausted from my energy. And it is blonde now, but...
I mean, it looks great for it.
I love it, but like I did... There were points in that where I thought I have ruined the best thing I had, which was my hair.
Your life, yeah.
The only thing I liked about myself, I've ruined.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think it's good that you did it. I mean, also, one of us had to do it, so I'm glad you took one for the team and had to go along, because you can't be a duo with both dark hair. It's just couldn't happen.
The internet will not have it. The patriarchy will simply not allow.
It wouldn't be allowed. And it looks great.
Mm, thanks.
But I think it was a brave thing for you to do, because your hair is a big deal to you.
That's why I did it.
As if it's not a big deal to everyone, but you get what I mean.
That's why I did it, though, because it was such...
You have quite a strict uniform with your hair.
Oh my God, I'm the strictest.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's straight, sleek, black fringe. Keep it straight. Do not let there be one little kink in it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is why I was like, fuck, I've got to do this. Like, I've got, if I'm on some kind of journey of letting go of like my weird, bizarre idea of what I should look like, you've got to lose the fucking dark hair.
Right. Yeah.
But there were many times in that where I thought, I have fucking ruined everything. I am a monster. What have I done? And now I've come to a point where I liked it. But those few days, I literally did not have a single thought that wasn't about my hair. Like, it was literally like, who was I in those moments? I was literally a walking Brad Mondo video.
It was a bad one.
Oh, it was biggest hair bleach fail.
Ever.
Not clickbait. And I think that was a rut. That was a real moment where I was like, I came back to my house after like 3 days. I came back at midnight.
In the dark, under cloak.
In the dark. Yeah, literally, nobody look at me. And I was like, God, I have a whole life outside of bleaching my hair. I didn't know. I completely forgot.
Yeah. But that's not a rut to me because the energy is high.
I think a rut for me is
mania.
Yeah, when I'm at my worst, it's when I am obsessive and manic.
When I'm at my worst.
Low energy is quite pleasant for me at times.
Mm, that's why you like me so much.
It's rare. Yeah, it really is.
Because I'm hanging on to life by a thread. It's like I'm just about moving.
Well, I was hanging on by one thread of my own hair.
You could use a bit of that energy.
Maybe it wasn't a rut, but that is kind of how I saw that. That was a very negative experience. And there was it was high energy, but it was also just like, oh my fuck, I've ruined everything.
Well, you didn't. That was the beautiful part of that story, is that it ends perfectly.
I don't know.
Is it now it's looking great? No?
Well, I just need to get used to it. It's still not what I want, but I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm getting there. I'm working with it.
Well, there can be a million visions, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just whole adjustments.
Yeah.
That was my most recent, like, kind of, okay, how am I going to get out of this? Mm. Like, when does this end?
Mm.
I'm guessing yours was...
Oh, you're not going to ask me about mine?
Well, it's kind of...
Oh, I wonder what mine was.
Do you want to discuss?
Well, look, there's nothing really more for me to be said.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, let me find a thing. Oh, I like this one.
Mm.
I like this one a lot. Someone said that when they're in the rut, they catch themselves criticizing other people.
Ooh.
And realize that I'm projecting my own negativity. Ooh.
I love that. I love it. I love it. Love it.
Resounding.
So resounding.
I feel it resounding.
That is so fucking true.
Shaking your earphones.
Because that is, I notice that in myself. Yeah. I always think I get that. I always get it in the shower where I'm kind of faking arguments in my head like, oh, you're just such a fucking blah, 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 blah. And it's like, God, you hate yourself right now.
Mm.
You fucking hate yourself right now.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck is going on here? Yeah, yeah.
Because you're picking flaws left, right, and center. You're going, that looked bad. You're a fucking bitch. You're fucking dumb. It's like, you're actually saying that to yourself.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
100%.
You think you're a bitch. You think you're dumb.
Yeah. Oh, it's a shame. I've really been thinking recently about what we talk about all the time, but just that, like, really, women are bred as competition. completely bred as competition. And then all called bitches when they start seeing others as competition. And it's really, like, frustrating that I think, especially for us, like, I feel like I'm in a place, and I know that Seffi and Wing operates in a space where that is, like, really far away. I think it's hard. I have to remember sometimes that people, not people think negatively about others, but I'm shocked when people are judging, because I'm like, oh, fuck, I forgot that that's a big part of how the world works.
Of life.
Yeah.
And a huge part of how women are trained to communicate.
I think it's a women's problem. I think it's a British problem.
But it's like a huge part of, like, female friendship is you bond through your hatred of other people. It's like, that's fucked.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Oh, God. Yeah, bad. You find a common enemy.
You gang together because you
want to overthrow the queen bee.
Or, like, I always used to think this at school. It was so funny that, like, you'd look around the groups of people, and I would always look around, for example, my friendship group, and I'd be like, we might all really like each other's personalities, but what is the it's a bit of a coincidence that we're all the same kind of level of, like, attractiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a coincidence, isn't it, that all of my friends, the people who I think are so funny and stuff, we're all kind of seen,
we look
as
same.
Like pretty people.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I not really seeing the funniness in that boy over there who's kind of the, like, quote-unquote loser, or like the stoner?
Mm-hmm.
We work here in these weird, disgusting, like, hierarchical, patriarchal levels, that it's like, is it really about your friend's personality, or is it really about, like, the level of popularity they can bring to you and you align with that?
I feel like as you get older it gets darker,
because
it doesn't, in loads of ways I think it doesn't go away. I think it just kind of morphs into something a bit more under the surface, a bit more gross.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, really. Happy I brought that up. But it's true. I think it's just easy to forget. I forget how much of the world is based in people. People just pass judgment a lot. Especially, I think, when you go to, like, a really small town, or, like, do you know what I mean?
God, it's the story of my whole childhood.
People, they'll be like, oh my God, did you see that girl? She had blue hair. It's like,
that was me.
Honestly, didn't even notice.
That was me with the blue hair.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh my God, completely. And I think that's something that I definitely have to train myself out of.
Mm.
I think often when I get in a group of girls, sometimes I'm tempted to kind of perform the judging thing that is going on. Like, if everyone's saying, oh my God, have you not seen that she's gained so much weight?
Ooh, yeah.
It takes a huge thing, even if that's one of the things you stand most against in your life, is your whole mission in life.
Well, that's why you'd be doing it. Yeah, that's the crux.
It's so fucking hard to be like, guys, actually, have you not heard of a thing? It's called fat shaming or whatever.
Well, now you're the common enemy.
Yeah.
Now you've all made everyone feel like shit, so now you're a fucking freak.
It takes a lot, but it's still worth doing.
Oh, goes without saying.
Goes without saying.
Goes without saying.
Goes without saying.
But I think so much of it is even, like, you don't even realise how normalised it is. Are people doing this to their own friends?
Yeah.
To their best friends?
I remember once at school, one of my friends was like, I'm giving up bitching for Lent.
Oh my God. Ooh, I dropped my microphone. Oh my God. What the hell? That is so funny.
Yeah. I know. It's like, yeah, that's when you know it's bad, when you're giving up bitching for Lent.
That's funny. I think that's, yeah, she's an icon.
I know. Yeah, that is iconic.
Living legend. That's so funny.
But also, it's like, I remember finding it quite inconvenient at the time. It's like, oh, can you not give up?
Well, I'm not giving it up.
I'm bored. How am I supposed to make it through biology with that?
Oh my God. It's crazy, isn't it?
I just think so much of, like, your female, like, all fucking genders of friendship, but I do think women's friendship, particularly the way it's shown and the way we've learned to, like, bond with people, is through elevating your sense of importance.
Because you're trying to climb above others. You're drowning and you're trying to use everyone else's head to keep you afloat now.
Mm-hmm.
So now everyone else is drowning because you're trying to push your head above water.
We're doing well, aren't we? Because look at her fucking scarf.
Yeah.
It's like, what are we doing?
So sad. How do you get out of that then?
Yeah, is this the episode?
Yeah, Russ, how do you get out of that? See?
1 month off, we're back with a bang.
How do you get out of that? How do you, like...
How do you get out of that?
How do you get out of that?
I think part of you just grows up.
Mm.
Grow up, guys. Grow up. Grow up, mate.
Just getting annoyed. I don't know if they do. I don't know if people do grow up. Some people aren't growing out of that. It's fine.
No, I think part... This way, I...
Oh, sorry.
Part of you grows up.
Right.
Because I think a part of you just naturally moves away from, like, the... You kind of realise that that's, like, okay, it's a childish behaviour and all of that, but then I think the other part of you...
The anger gets displaced. You put the anger into something else. You put your anger into your husband, for example.
Oh, your boss is so annoying now. Yeah. It's no longer the girl you sit next to in PE. It's your boss.
Yeah.
Your boss's wife is such a bitch.
Yeah.
And then the other part of you, I think, is, like, you need to take some responsibility for the fact that you feel good when you slag other people off.
Mm.
When you're criticizing other people and looking for things that you can elevate yourself through by observing the downfalls of everyone else, it's like, okay, we know what's going on here.
You know what I think I do? I don't, like, pass judgment or, like, bitch about someone to make myself feel better, but if someone else is bitching about someone, I will help them bitch to make, because I want, in that moment, I'm trying to be liked by them.
You want them to feel better.
I want them to, yeah.
That is fascinating.
Oh, I'll end up bitching anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Not that I do often, but you guys get what I mean.
I get it,
I don't think I'm so much the person that is bitching. I think someone is bitching and I'll very easily forget my morals to try and win them still. Fucking fraud.
That's fascinating.
I mean, I'm not so bad at that now, but, like...
No. Goes without saying.
Yeah, it doesn't come naturally to me. I'm judging myself too. I think genuinely, I'm judging myself too much. It doesn't come naturally to me to judge. It doesn't, thank God. I have a lot of other bad traits. But what comes naturally to me is to forget everything I've ever cared about to make someone else feel happy, that I don't give a shit about them.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, what, I'm going to kind of people please my way into the back of a KKK meeting, I've said before. It's like, no, just because I wanted to be liked. It's like, Jesus, yeah. I'm gonna murder children, am I? No, like, what? Where's the line, Wing? Where's the line? Like, it's not, what are you doing? Where, like, so that's been my, over the past 10 years, I think I've really been trying to, like,
stop,
stand up for my, yeah,
that's so fast. I've literally never thought of that.
I'm desperate for, it's like, stop trying to make people happy. Stop it, silly girl. Stop compromising on things that you don't give a shit about or that you know to be not real.
Do you know what, I don't relate, because I
don't
understand the people pleasing urge.
No, that's why I like you.
I like being I'm a people displeaser.
Yeah, you are. Big time.
I love to cause some shit.
Make people angry.
I love to make people hate me.
Love to cause a stir. It does come quite naturally to you to cause a stir, whereas I try to keep the fucking peace.
In the way that you're trying to work against that, I think I'm trying to work against the opposite. I think I learned that popular, cool girls, or like, what's maybe like, maybe I even learned that, like, what is seen as like a normal girl is someone that would like be like, oh god, blah 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 blah, and that's how you place yourself at the top of the hierarchy. And also, like, I think I was just, there's something in me that's just like slightly tailored to like see the negative in things, which I'm always trying to work against.
I agree, I always see the negative in things, but I'm so self-obsessed that I'm just thinking about myself and I'd see the great in everyone else. It's just learned shit, isn't it? And we're all trying to unlearn different shitty things.
Also, it's like, how do you actually feel when you're comparing yourself to someone else and criticizing someone else? You feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you might feel the temporary high of being like, oh my god, well, she tripped over her graduation and I didn't, haha, she's a loser. But you also might feel like, god, that makes me feel good, does it? Like, that's bleak. That's fucking bleak.
It is bleak, because also I don't think it does make them feel good. I think it just passes the time. It's just a hobby.
It's a habit.
And I think that's, look, watch me pull this back. I think that's a lot of what ruts and funks are about.
Ooh,
there we go.
Lovely.
See?
Lovely.
Not all bad.
She knows what she's doing.
It's so passive. You're just in bad habits. A cheering style.
I genuinely think most of life, and I think this is also the thing with being addicted to like the escapism of things and being addicted to just like your phone and all of these things, it is just, you are in a series of unfortunate habits, really.
Unfortunate events. Yeah.
That is one of the main things that I think, that's why we create ridiculous things like New Year, where you can redefine your habits and who you want to be and all of these things, or like,
god, I cannot wait. Fuck me.
That's what I'm getting from my moving house feeling.
Oh,
I'm getting that tabula rasa feeling. It's brewing.
Amazing.
That is why we love these things, where it's like, I can redefine who I am. Oh my god, I'm not 23 anymore. I'm 24. I can be a whole new person. person, or I'm dyeing my hair blonde, I'm gonna be a whole new person. Mm-hmm. But it's all of these things. It's like, actually what it is just your habits are not serving you. They're bad. They're bad, bad, bad habits. And I've got a load of fucking bad habits.
Me fucking too.
Bad habits.
The worst.
I bite my nails for start.
You haven't been though.
No, I haven't been biting my nails since I got acrylics that time.
Yeah.
The day that I threw up on my date.
Fucking hell.
Since then, I haven't bitten my nails. So something changed that day.
Amazing. It worked out.
So on the note of kind of seeing the worst and everything being tailored towards seeing the negative, and also on the note of ruts, which is the title of this episode, or funks.
Right, thank God it's on the note of ruts.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Someone wrote in saying that they recognize that they're falling into a funk or a rut when they start to feel like they are having quote unquote bad luck, and they feel like, of course, bad things are happening to them.
Ooh. Ooh, don't tell Rhonda Byrne that. She'll have a fucking field day.
Oh, she will go nuts.
It's all your fault, by the way.
It's anti-law of attraction. I do think that is one of the main ways that you can tell that your like mindset is changing, when it's like, okay, so I'm no longer seeing reality here. Or like, if the way you want to frame reality in like a happy mood is you wake up out of bed and you notice there's like a blue sky and you think, oh my God, I'm like the perfect temperature right now, blah blah blah, I've got milk to have in my tea, whatever. When you start being like, oh my God, my back fucking hurts. Fucking hell, all my clothes are dirty. It's when same thing is happening, but you're noticing like all of the shit.
Yeah.
And I think that's when you can tell.
You're losing perspective.
That it's going bad. Because then you pick up your phone, then you're straight on Instagram the second you wake up, then you're going to trip over and stub your toe when you get out of bed. Like,
yeah.
Then it starts Rhonda burning. Then Rhonda burns, yeah. The cogs start turning, and you're in the law of attraction hellhole that we created.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's so true. And I remember I said to you the other day, I was like, you're like, how did you get out of it? Or like, what's happened? Mm. How are you getting out of this?
What's happened?
What the fuck has happened here?
What just happened just then?
Honestly, can't explain it. But it's just that. Also, like, I'm about to go downhill at any moment. But it's just that right now, I was in a long period. The perspective was lost, goes without saying. There was no perspective to be seen, just bad ones. And it was a long, endless period of, I actually was using the word pointless.
You did a lot.
We had a bit of a joke, actually, about pointless.
I said to Wing, how do you feel? And she just went, pointless, pointless, pointless. And I said, pointless with Richard Osmond. It's like,
oh my God.
What is this?
You know his name. Yeah, it was pointless. That's how I felt. Pointless, pointless, empty, hopeless. I don't want to trigger anyone, but I felt bad. And all that happens is, for me, every time, all that happens, and it is kind of just the sequence of life, you have times when you feel really, really bad and you don't have any good perspectives and you're feeling shit and you're pointless, pointless, pointless. And then you have a small flicker of like, oh, the sky's blue and I have milk for my tea or whatever you said. And then that goes away and it's pointless, pointless, pointless again. And then you have another flicker in a week's time.
Yeah.
And it lasts an hour and that was a good hour. And then you go back to pointless, pointless. And then slowly, hopefully, what happens is the blue sky milk for your tea moments get bigger and wider and take more time, and the I've got no perspective, I've got no hope, pointless, pointless, pointless moments are shrinking down, they're taking up less of your time, so then you're getting balance back. That's where I'm at.
I think that's a reel, by the way.
Thanks for that. That's exactly what I need, a fucking workload dumped on me.
I think you should cut that up and make a reel.
Well, what am I? Okay, I'll cut that. All right. Yeah, I can do that.
I think that's brilliant.
Okay.
Because I think that's fucking it. That's the crux.
Yeah, that's the crux. And that's why I wanted to talk about that girl's message at the beginning, is like, if I feel like I'm constantly in a phase, I'm constantly in a phase of struggling with my mental health, is like, yeah, because you're living with mental health issues. And that looks like having expanses of time where you're not feeling good. There will be flickers and moments where you are feeling good. Sometimes they'll be absolutely fleeting, finite, can't catch them. Sometimes they'll go for days, months even. But hopefully you can trust that the good times are going to come. Otherwise, you actually won't make it. And this is a note for me to self of like, I'm touching wood actually, of just remember that there will be flickers of goodness. If you can hold on, they're going to come. So you need to be ready. Don't sack it in. Well, you can do what you want, but I would like you to stay around. Don't sack it in. You've got good things coming. Is that a reel?
That's maybe not a reel.
Suddenly took it to the depths of hell.
That was great. No, I'm gobsmacked because it's fucking great.
I'm gobsmacked.
I'm gobsmacked. I'm hanging on your every word because that is exactly fucking it.
Gobsmacked.
And I think when anyone is in those kind of low fucking periods that genuinely feel like this will never end.
And it's not a cutesy relatable thing. It's actually bad.
I remember when I was feeling bad, like this was actually probably my low energy, like after my granddad died. I've already said it on the podcast, whatever. After my granddad died, I was literally like, fuck, oh my god, I didn't been preparing for it my whole life, pretty much. It happened right on cue. And
fuck's sake, Seffy.
It's like when people say they deal with it's like I use humor when I'm
right on cue.
Right on cue. 85, I guess that's on cue.
Don't say that because my nan is in her eight. That's not
okay. Yeah, no, I'm gonna cut that out actually.
No, leave it. It's fine. Well, you can do what you want, but
let's see what happens.
God, unreliable narrator is you editing.
The most unreliable narrator. After that, I was in a low fucking period, and I remember being like, because I'd never really, and I don't think I was depressed then, and I don't think I ever have been depressed. I'm thank god not wired that way. I'm wired in kind of in an insane other way. And I remember watching one of my favorite YouTubers who I used to love at the time, and I still kind of have a huge love for him. Drew Monson was friends with like the whole Shane Dawson crew. Problematic, I know. Don't love Shane anymore. Still love Drew. And I remember Drew saying, because he really struggles with depression, he was saying like, it feels like it's never going to end. And I remember being like, but that's dumb. You know it's going to end. You know it's going to end. Of course. You know that your mood changes like the fucking wind, Drew. Duh. Like, of course, when you feel depressed, you know you're going to feel good again. And I remember when I was feeling really bad a few months ago, I remember thinking, I get what Drew was saying 12 years ago. 12 years ago, I remembered that YouTube video and I thought, I know what Drew means. Yeah. I don't particularly see an end to this.
I don't see how I'm going to get out of this.
I now think I carry this sadness forever, and in a way I do, but it's like that was the first time where I thought, okay, I think I get depression. I think I get it. I don't think I'm experiencing it, but I think I get it.
Yeah,
like in an emotional way, not in a rational way. Because obviously I can always rationalize it, but I think I was like, okay, I can see it.
Yeah, goes without saying.
But yeah, that was what I was gonna say.
Yeah, well, I love it. No, I love it. Don't second guess. I think that's a really interesting point. It is, because I find that fascinating, truly. I think it's honestly a blessing. I know it's you wired in a whatever you said another insane way, but I think it's really interesting, because it is the classic thing of when you're in anything, you can be very convinced, because that's your perspective. It's like, yeah, you can't see outside of your perspective because you're in that perspective.
Yeah, that's it. That is your scope of the world. And I just think that, I don't know,
it hit you that time.
It just hit me that time. But I think then it's like, I often lose myself in like project, and I think that what I'm loving is the project, but actually what I'm loving or what I'm lost in is like a feeling of, oh, I'm unworthy without a creative output sort of thing. I think that's what I, when I say I'm wired in a different insane way, it's like, yeah, no, I don't often slip into low moods, but I slip into, I sort of start up a craft fair in my bedroom, and it's like, actually that is more what I can recognize as a rut. Like, oh my god, I'm going blonde. Lizzie, make me blonde, or I'm staying in your room. It's like, I get a bit nuts for like 3 days at a time, where I'm like, all I think about is this one thing. And it's like, maybe it's not about the thing. Maybe it's about you feel inadequate without having a thing.
Maybe it's about you. Yeah,
literally that. It's going well.
I like this a lot. I love it, actually.
It's been very honest.
That's good. Is this us closing?
Yeah. I think we're at the end.
All right, cool. Wow, don't quite know what to say.
Been a good app, guys. I think I hope you've liked it. I'm really thank you for sticking around during the break, and just hi to everyone, and thank you to everyone that found us during the break, because for some reason Spotify decided just to launch us whilst we weren't putting anything out. It's like
at the worst one. That's exactly what I needed. Thanks.
Way to put the pressure on Spotify. Thanks.
No, but honestly, I know it's really annoying to listen to, but I just think it's really weird for us to be able to say like, thank you for listening, and like where it's genuine, like there's actually people listening. I think that will always be weird for us.
I agree, because I still think I feel I feel a bit fake saying thank you.
Yeah.
Because I imagine nobody's listening and it's like, oh, am I performing podcast or am I embarrassing?
Yeah, look at me being pathetic with my shitty little thing. Yeah.
It's like embarrassing.
No one's listening.
Literally nobody's listening, Harry.
It's like, no, they are. Everyone's in Ireland. They're having listening parties in Dublin.
In Ireland?
We're playing in Temple Bar. Okay, let's go.
Well, are we saying if you don't hear from us, assume the worst?
I don't know. I don't want to say it. Okay.
I think we come back from the break without saying it.
We're not in that. Wow, so it's like that era has ended.
We can maybe sprinkle it.
No, you can't sprinkle it. I think when it's gone, it's gone.
Maybe let's just not say it for this one. It's just too dark for this one.
Oh, it's actually a bit too real. Yeah, it's like you don't need to assume the worst. It's like I'd want to let you know that the worst was happening.
I think we've given the worst throughout.
In a very calm way. Don't be worried.
Yeah. So let's maybe just do a nice ending.
Okay.
Or is that going in?
That can go in.
Okay.
Well, how do we do a nice ending? Has anyone got any ideas on, like, how would you like us to end? Like, maybe we should end with a nice thing of just, like, how's your day going? Where are you? Like,
we can't open a big question at the end.
How's your day going?
I don't like that as a format.
But kind of like, if it's your morning, hope it's a fabulous morning. If it's your evening, hope it's the best evening you've ever had. Cover all bases.
We change it to, if you don't hear from us, assume necessary. If it's your morning, have a fabulous morning. If it's your evening, have a fabulous...
Well, I want to be... No, I want them to feel good. I don't know what to say.
We'll come up with something that's really good and we're going to hit them with it in the next episode, I think. Or maybe just...
I mean, bye would probably be fine, wouldn't it? But...
Bye.
No. I don't want to go. I don't want to go without thinking.
Okay. Okay, well, we need to think of it right now.
No, we can't think of it now. Look, they're getting sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not sick of us...
then...
Kind of like you... Like... Oh, no, because now it's actually... It's like I'm branding it.
Now we're brainstorming.
But it's kind of... You survived that episode. Let's see if you last through the next one. Like, if you didn't mind that one, hopefully next one will be better.
That's kind of the end of a roller coaster. Like, you survived the ride. Can you survive next one? I quite like that.
Right. Yeah. Well, if you stuck around through that, I hope you'll come back next week. That's kind of the gist of what I want to say.
Yeah, we'll come up with a nice sound bite for next week. But that's the gist.
We might not, but...
Yeah, whatever.
The crux of it is thank you.
Yeah.
And we really, really love you.
Always.
Don't know you, but I love you. Isn't that crazy?
Probably is crazy, but you know.
Really round, I could go on all day. Right, let's go.
Bye, I guess.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.